Anytime you play a football team that plays at the level that Pittsburgh plays at, you feel very fortunate to come away with a win. You know, got a lot of great team speed, got a lot of pride, and to come in here and find a way to win was very special to our football team. Well, I think we had some great effort. I'm not sure how much pressure that we actually put on them. You know, they moved the ball quite well, but we came up with the turnovers and we had to get them. And anytime you keep on fighting like that, you feel pretty good. Pardon me? Well, he flip-flopped over with Javon, and our game plan was go to Javon, so we weren't really picking on anybody. But when we did get one-on-one, we were going to give Javon a few shots. I don't think we did blitz a lot, to be honest with you. I thought they put a lot of pressure on us. You know, we blitzed sparingly, but you know, they made some plays, and they've got some talent and made some plays when they had to, but we came up with the big turnovers when we had to, and that's a sign of a football team fighting for 60 minutes, and that's what you have to do to win here. Well, very talented, you know, with their outside linebackers, and to put them on a back one-on-one usually is a mismatch, and they've been very successful going against running backs. So we thought we had to go with more two tight ends to at least slow those linebackers down. And when we did, they did a pretty good job switching it up. I mean, it wasn't stereotype, but we were always getting three deep. But when we did, we capitalized with a few big plays to Javon and Rod, and we had to take advantage of it because they do a good job switching things up and keeping you off balance. And the thing I was happy about, when we had to make the big play, we made it.
Was it down the distance, right, or was it something you saw that went in and run the reverse?
Well, really a credit to Javon. I mean, they had the reverse stopped, and Javon made a guy miss. And once you make, you know, a great athlete made a guy miss, and that doesn't happen very often. He was one-on-one with a corner, took it inside, and then he did the rest, so I'm not sure it was the call as much as it was a great individual effort.
When you signed him during the offseason, how much did you dream about having games like this for
Javon? Oh, I knew it right from the start. That's why we signed him.
Any idea how bad you're going to be hurt by injury?
We were as banged up as I've watched us, or as many guys go down during the game. I'm not really sure at this time. Unfortunately, I think Sam Brandon has an ACL. Usually when they tell that to you right away, you know, usually it's not a good sign. But other than that, I know we got some bruises. Exactly what the extent is, I'm not sure at this time.
Nick Ferguson, when he got the concussion, did he say he was okay to go back in the game?
It's not up to him to say he's okay. It's the doctors that look at him, and once they look at him, they decide. We have nothing to do with it, but we've got some specialists that are very good in that area. And if they say they're ready to go, they're ready to go. That's one of the reasons why Al Wilson and John Lynch, they went in there in the last, or for a few plays at least. Well, there's a reason why the team is number one in the AFC in yards given up per rushing attempt, because they're the best. And they're second in the NFL, so it didn't surprise us going in. Part of our game plan is what I just shared with you. We had to go some one-on-one and stop their outside linebackers in the pass rush and get Jake some time. But we made the plays and we had to make them. Well, you know, I thought, you know, from the first week, obviously, we had three turnovers in that game, and we had five turnovers in the game, but we had three and five plays, and it's hard to win, especially on the road. You got to protect the ball, and I thought Jake did a heck of a job today against a defense that is very talented, and they thrive on turnovers to not turn the football over. You know, that's pretty special. Has played some great games. I mean, New England probably as good as you could play, especially backed up in the situations that he had. And, you know, today's one of those games. So, you know, you got to come up with some big plays against a defense like that. And he did. So hopefully we play our best football and offense in the second half of the season. And, you know, this is a good start. It's always nice to beat a good football team and a well-run organization, that's for sure. But to say satisfaction from winning today and they won the Super Bowl, I don't think you can even compare that. You know, they did it when they had to do it, when the pressure was on in our backyard, and obviously I commend them for, you know, what they were able to accomplish, not only against us, but being on the road and doing it the way they did it. But, you know, this, you know, that's over with. You know, this year we needed a win after having a loss against Indy. We wanted to go in the midway point after last week at 6-2. Hopefully, we were hoping that we could be there, and we knew it was going to be the type of game that we had to get there. Yeah, I saw him kind of bobbling it, and then we then they said upstairs for sure it was a bobble. There's no question about it, and made it pretty easy. Yeah, they had a great game. I mean, you have you know, that reverse, you know, and his ability to make somebody miss and go the distance, and a number of big catches during that game. I mean, it was a great effort, and he's a guy that loves the ball, so you're hoping you can get it to him. And you know, a number of times he was double teamed where you couldn't get it to him, even though he had the number called. So sometimes it's not as easy as it looks to get a playmaker the ball. Yeah, I wasn't quite healthy enough. You know, he practiced during the week, and you know, he wanted to go, just like you know, like most good players do. You know, they don't want to sit out, but I just didn't feel against a team like that, unless you're full speed where you can cut back and show some power, that he'd have a chance against a defense like this. So we kept him out and kept Kyle Johnson out for the same reason. Unless you're able to block those linebackers and you're 100%, especially with a guy with a sore ankle, it's one of the reasons why we kept him out as well.